My uncle owned a bungalow in Jowick Sands in Lavender Walk, where I spent my childhood bank holidays and annual 6 weeks holiday between 1945 and 1953, and occasionally short breaks in later years. We got to know most of the holidaymakers in Lavender Walk, as most like us would visit at every opportunity throughout the year. My uncle owned a Morris 8 and my father a Standard 10. He and my parents, older brother and sister, with their friends, would set out packed into these two four-seater cars from our home in Bedfordshire. The fun began when travelling different routes. We raced to see who'd get to the Colchester bypass first. Then the excitement when opening the Ottoman chest containing the buckets and spades, tangled fishing lines with lead weights, soft beach balls, cricket bat with balls, and kites from earlier holidays. The rush to get to Dots to look for something to spend our holiday money on, and onto the amusement arcade to play the penny and halfpenny slot machines. My older sister targeting the jukebox, my brother at the pinball machines hoping to win the prize of two plain or turf cigarettes. Lunch was cheese-filled, baked round bread rolls bought from Rolls Bakery, and for afters, perhaps a sixpenny Walls choc ice from the kiosk next to the Café Morocco. Dinner, invariably fish and chips, ferried in by my father from nearby Clacton, and in later years from the chip shop that appeared in the more residential area situated slightly inland from the holiday bungalow estate and in the main seafront area itself. Most evenings were spent walking along the narrow sandy sea walk to Butlins in nearby Clacton for fairground rides or roller skating at the outdoor paved rink, and then onwards to the pier. It was always sunny and the roadways hot to the soles of our unshod feet. Days were spent playing cricket on the beach or diving from the breakwaters and swimming onto the next beach and back again in the warm, murky water, or on stormy days ducking the crests of the huge waves. The first few days were spent doused with calamine lotion, waiting for our reddened and sunburned skin to peel away. A visit to the putting green was a regular event, issued with scarred golf balls and bent clubs, stubby broken pencils and a Jowick Sands golf course scorecard. It was to us the USA Augusta, or the Masters event of the year. Brooklands was out of bounds for me, but I once visited the amusement park and played a game of bingo when I won a soft aluminium egg poacher for Mum on my first try. On Sundays, we'd all pile into the cars and head off to Walton-on-the-Naze to fly a kite from the cliff top or Harwich to visit the dockyard, and then perhaps home with a dressed crab to enjoy for tea. We would watch the fishing boats on the horizon, leaving nearby Brightlingsea with their brown sails held taut in the wind and speedboats racing between breakwaters. Shrimping nets were kept in the bungalow, and we would sweep the shallow water at low tide, and we would scoop out the translucent creatures which Mum would drop into boiling water, or sometimes winkles gathered at Brightlingsea to be eaten with bread and butter for our tea. There was no television, but wireless sets provided to us the evening entertainment, particularly on Sundays when we listened to Palm Court or my uncle's favourite music programme featuring Edmundo Ross and the dance band, or occasionally the favourite comedian of the day, Ted Ray. The London boys would arrive in Lavender Walk on their gleaming Triumph motorcycles, and resident Mick at the top of the road would polish and then repolish his Morris Minor. These wonderful days undoubtedly marked the direction of my life. I visited Jowick quite regularly over the years for day trips, and now, some 70 years on, I'm looking forward to a burger, a choc ice from the beach bar, and this year another swim in the sea. Although I do miss the breakwaters. Happy days.